and welcome to the Did You Say Mainframe podcast series. And this is where we regularly interview IBM technical experts from hardware and software sides of the business who can help you to understand the importance of the IBM mainframe. And I'm your host, Nick Garrett. And today we're going to talk about Kix and Java. And I'm joined here by Will Yates from the Kix test team. In fact, Will is the Kix test team lead. Welcome, Will.
Hey, Nick. It's great to be invited back.
So we've talked about Kix and Java in the past on other podcasts. I wonder, could you just give a very, very brief overview of what we've talked about before and then bring us up to date?
Sure. So in the previous podcast with Phil Wakelin, who's one of our Kix strategists, we talked about the JVM server architecture that we introduced in Kix version 4 and how that replaced the existing JVM pool architecture and the reasons behind that change, the fact that the JVM server gave you a proper multi-threaded Java platform in which to run Java applications in Kix. And we also talked about other applications and other parts of the Z stack that could now run inside our JVM server architecture. And he talked about things like WODM, which is the WebSphere Operational Decision Manager component, and things like Axis 2 that we shipped as part of Kix version 4, allowing you to transform your XML-based web services in Java before passing them on to traditional COBOL components.
Which I believe gave the advantage of being able to offload that Java aspect of the
web
services.
That's a good point, is that all the stuff that we run inside the JVM server is ZAP eligible and so therefore can be offloaded from general purpose CPs onto a ZAP engine.
Right, okay. So what else or who else is actually using this new JVM server technology that we're using in Kix?
So having the JVM servers allowed us in IBM to start creating feature packs that can run inside the JVM server to trial certain capabilities that we think would be interesting to our Kix customers. So things such as modern batch to allow you to run batch workloads, but more transactionally, so run them in the same window as your online transactions.
Right. Your colleague Luke actually gave a podcast on modern batch recently.
Yeah, so Luke's been testing that feature, so he's quite familiar with the JVM server and the feature pack. But also we've got things like Liberty, which you may have heard of, and also you've got to remember that any stuff that we run inside the JVM server is part of an eligible VUE workload.
And VUE is Kix Value Unit Edition offering that we've brought out.
Yes, that's right.
So if you decide to buy a VUE edition of Kix and run that on an eligible MBSL PAR, then you'll be able to run all of this JVM server workload or Liberty workload inside that region.
Okay, so that's quite an opportunity for a customer just if they're looking at small part to perhaps use the different expense models that we talked about in our VUE podcast with Andy Bates. So just before you talked about VUE, you talked about something called Liberty, and I've heard of WebSphere Liberty. Is this the same thing or is it something different?
Yes, if I give it its full name, it's the WebSphere Liberty Profile. And what it is, it's a cut down version of the full WebSphere application server, which only installs the parts of WebSphere that it actually requires and allows you to create small Java applications running as JSPs or servlets and run that inside the JVM server.
So licensing for that, I think you called it WebSphere Liberty Profile, that's all included in the Kix Transaction Server agreement that you have. You don't have to go out and get a WebSphere application server.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. So you don't need to go and buy WebSphere. You just buy Kix and you can install, you can have Liberty as part of that Kix configuration. And of course, what this doesn't mean is that you're just putting your servlets or your JSP pages and just running them in Kix. It allows you to use our JKix API to integrate that servlet with your existing Kix applications, your existing Kix data.
Okay, so presumably that's a locality thing, and so...
Yeah, so one of the big things that we see customers trying to do with Java is often they may have traditionally had their Java applications running in WebSphere, running elsewhere in the enterprise, but they need to access Kix data, Kix programs, Kix transactions.
And might have been even off-platform, not even
precisely.
On the system.
Have been on a distributed part of the enterprise. And you need those Kix, that Java workload to access your Kix stuff. Well, traditionally, that meant you have to make many network hops over to the Zbox into Kix to run the Kix code and then come back. If you can locate that Java component closer to the data and to the applications that it's trying to access, then that cuts down on the network latency time.
So clearly Kix is continuing to its investment in the Java infrastructure.
Yeah, that's right. The biggest investment was in the JVM server, which you heard about previously. But now we've got a very, very production-ready, solid Java runtime within Qix. We can now start to capitalize on that. And that's why you're seeing so much extra function being added into the Qix JVM server, be it Liberty, the WebSphere Operational Decision Manager component. All these things are now possible because of the work we did back in version 4.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, Will, thank you very much. That's been very interesting.
Cheers, Nick. Thanks for inviting me.
That about wraps up this podcast discussion. To find out more about Qix and Java, please go to the description for this podcast at ibm.com/software/os/systemz/podcasts/WebSphere on Z. Join us next time as we talk about another important topic in the mainframe arena. For now, this is Nick Garrard saying thank you for listening.